Blog Talk Radio.
From the online interweb, I'm TiVo Mike. It's the TiVo Mike Show. Today, Forbes magazine recently gave us 4 easy ways to supercharge our finances. In 15 minutes or less, we discuss. And we're opening our mailbag. It's Monday, September 24th, 2018.
Talking about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
Happy Monday, Saints. It's me here, TiVo Mike, and as always with my friend, co-host, and our entertainment guru, Mr. Mike Warner.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
This is exciting. This is our Season 3 premiere, Mike.
Season 3.
Can you believe it? We've been around as long as this is us.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
But this is our story.
That's right.
So one of the things that Mike Warner just got to do, our entertainment guru, is he got to spend the night with Tom Arnold. How'd that go?
Oh, it was amazing. First, I want to say how down to earth he was. Like, you know, I always say, oh, you know, celebrities. But
right.
It was a very intimate setting. It was at a place called Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island.
Go ahead.
Very intimate. Like, he was so intimate that people I didn't know sat on my lap.
So, exactly.
It was, but it was nice. It was this cozy.
Right.
There was no sound issues because you could hear him no matter where you were sitting at.
That's the best.
And it was just overall fun. I mean, he was the headliner, so he was great. There's another gentleman by the name
of... He was like the final act.
Yeah, there's another gentleman by the name of Beecher.
Beecher?
Who, yeah, he...
Not from Oz, guys.
No, no, not from
Oz.
But he was hilarious. Like, just the relativity of his comics, his stand-up, his set, whatever they call it. It was amazing. It was great.
See, I love that. Wow. So it's so exciting because we have 2 good questions in our mailbag today that I'm sure many people ask. So we're going to get into that in a moment. But first, I wanted to share with you guys this clip from Gotham. Some other guy in their party, he doesn't like, and that guy doesn't like Bruce. So they go to a nightclub, and the guy can't get in. And this is what happens. Take a listen.
Check again. Jones. Brant Jones.
I heard you the first time.
You said we could get in.
Nope.
Stupid bouncer's acting like he doesn't know who I am.
He knows who you are. He just doesn't care.
I don't care how much money you have. You're a dork and a freak, Wayne. You always were.
Brant, chill.
Give me a second, guys.
It's your fault for inviting me. Shut up, Brent.
Wait, who's Bruce talking to?
Go, guys. Not him. Let me talk to the owner.
He's standing next to him.
I bought the place. You guys in or out?
In.
And they leave him behind. Literally. The guy walks up to the owner, whispers, I want to buy it, buys it, walks over. All right, guys, we can come in. Let me talk. I just do not do that with your money. Okay, I know there's no risk of it because you're not a billionaire, fictional character, but that is not what you do with your finances.
Yeah.
Use it for good, not to repay evil for evil. Remember, 1 Peter 3:9 says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Otherwise,
like
you can't
that.
Do it.
I like that.
Right? So one of the questions in our mailbag, and we'll have any sound effect. It'll just be a whoosh or something for a second, one of the 1 second things. Boom, isn't that nice? That's our mailbag ripped open. And the first question we have here is, how do I ensure I'm not part of the 76% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck that you mentioned on your show recently? And yes, That's exactly how the question was asked of me, okay? Because I'm so on this nerd topic all the time that's exactly the way it was brought out. But here's what you need to do to make sure that you are not living in that 76th percentile. You need to spend less than you make. Not much less, just less. One of the cool, easy to remember things you can do is your 50-30-20 plan. Now, the 50-30-20 plan is implemented after all of your debt has been destroyed. So if you are in debt, then you fall back on our baby steps, all right? So the first thing you do is you save $1,000. The second thing you do is pay off, take all the extra money out of your budget because you're doing that on purpose, on paper, before the month begins.
Yes.
You squeeze every dollar you can and throw that at the debt. Once you're debt-free, then you build up your emergency fund to be 3 to 6 months of living expenses. At that point, you begin to invest your 15% of your money. So you can live on your 50-30-20 plan and be living at half your take-home pay.
That's right.
And if you're doing that, you get to spend 30% on whatever the flip you want, like nightclubs to let your enemies not get in, whatever it is you want to do. You can have a lot of fun for 30% and then invest the other 20. Because now you can. All right? Life lesson learned. If you don't want to be part of the 76%, don't do what they do.
When you visit the gloomy slums tabernacling themselves in places like K2 and Ajegunle, your definition of survivor is replaced by the gory scenes that churns your inside out. When life suddenly makes sure you were born into a circumstance that is a sacred with a stance spread against you, you know that the dream is a non-negotiable thing. Life that was supposed to be amazing becomes a maze. You are stripped of the strength and the sense to dream up lofty dreams. You just want to change your bed from the rice sack that's been consumed since 1964. You just want to change your pillow from the log of wood that Baba Fatima is still keeping malice with you about. 3. When you are born into the poverty of places like Mushin, you become a poster child, a muse in the political propaganda that makes the pot belly thieves responsible for this disaster feel good about themselves by giving back to charity. 4. When every day you wake up, you have to make your way up the sunken ladder of debris, you understand that a dream is not a leisurely affair of wandering mind. A dream is a non-negotiable deal that you have to put a ring on or die trying. You know that a dream is a backbending affair where uncut stone begins their journey into diamond rings. And if you are like me, naive enough to believe you can change the world, to you I say Godspeed. May your dreams come true. Selah.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. You're listening on your favorite podcast platform, which can now be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
or Spotify,
baby.
Yeah.
Ain't that good? Go ahead and tap the heart. I just love that. Tapping the heart on Spotify. So we have another question in our mailbag.
Yes.
All right. This one was, I didn't say what the first one. The first one was from Rom in Providence, Rhode Island. Second question is also from Rom. So you know what? Rom asked a lot of questions, people. So if you don't want this just to be the we're answering Rom's question segment, then go ahead and send us your question at hello@tivomike.com. That's what we're saying. So his question was, I got a new job in Boston. Hooray, Rom. What do I need to know about finding a place?
That's a very, very good question. I like that.
Right?
I would say this, right? So as someone who doesn't like to move, but be realistic, right?
Amen.
Know what you can afford.
Yes.
As well as understanding that sometimes what you can afford isn't the neighborhood you want to be in.
Can I get an amen? God,
because they
you have to repeat that because this is hard for this generation to hear.
Sometimes the what you can afford isn't always the neighborhood you want to be in.
Ain't that the truth?
And I think that's what happens, like, because, you know, we all want to be in that great neighborhood, that perfect neighborhood, that safe
living next door to Beyonce and
Heather exactly.
Locklear before she beat up the police. You just want to be in the nice places. But you forgot that you don't have Heather money.
Yes.
See, Heather done been on Mero's Place.
Exactly.
Dynasty. All these things that none of the listeners know anything about.
No.
Because y'all are millennials. So I should be saying Cardi B. Who are the girls that got in a fight? Did she fight somebody?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Hey, Nicki Minaj is my girl. I like Nicki Minaj. She's pretty feisty. I mean, she's
I think they're both pretty feisty. I mean, that's why the fight happened.
That's Nicki true, but made Cardi B almost more like, Cardi I'm more like
kept it hood.
Glamour. Yeah.
Well, she kept the hood to me, and I love that. Because she, you know when you're a kid and you misbehave, your mom hits you with a shoe?
Thank you.
Nicki
or whatever,
got out of line,
whatever's in
and she hit it with a shoe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you
like,
want.
Here you go. Boom. And you know it's not just a shoe. It's probably
a Louis Vuitton. Oh, yeah.
A Louis Vuitton.
Chocolate.
Thank you. And when you throw $3,000 chancletas at somebody, and you're pulling off your $15,000 earrings, and slathering your face with $20,000 Vaseline and propofol, you know you're going to have a fight. So, yes, you have to be realistic with where you can be.
Yeah.
And, guys, never, and I know this is hard to do in Boston, so I suggest you not live in the city you work. Because that's just a particularly expensive city, unless you're making more than six figures. But if you are content to live in the city, you don't care, I want to be close to work, you don't want to have extra expensive transportation, then fine. But no more than a quarter of your take-home pay should you expend in rent. So if most likely you're making around $60,000 if you're working in Boston, about $5,000 a month. After taxes, about $3,700. So around $1,200 should be your max and your absolute max. Or maybe I'm going to get that wrong. No, $700 to $900.
No, yes. $1,200 is more
because
realistic. Seven
if 9 times
is
4
ideal.
Is 36, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no more than $900 because that's a fourth of your take home.
Yeah.
So you better. And there's situations where you maybe you're going to have a roommate.
Sublet.
That's part of the sublet. That's part of the deal. Because think about it this way. Once you do the fourth, there's a reason for this. If you are spending money on your rent and you, let's say, got paid weekly, you can pay your rent with one check. And that leaves the other three because it's going to be very expensive to live in that city.
Not only that.
Groceries.
You don't want to end up in that 76%.
Thank you.
A lot of the time, the reason we as people fall into 76% isn't splurging and spoiling ourselves.
Thank you.
It's living.
It's not buying nightclubs.
Yeah, it's not knowing what we should be spending on our living.
Thank you.
So now we spend more for rent, but we didn't find a way to compensate that became more than a quarter of our income.
Yes.
So now, we want that place. You need a roof over your head.
Right. A safe place.
A safe place. But you're not realizing, wow, this safe place has cost me more than a quarter of my income.
And you know, that's a very good point you brought up, because what will happen is you pretty much, there's some numbers, but you pretty much make the same as your coworkers.
Yeah.
So if you see one of your coworkers and they live in a downtown loft, you're thinking, oh, well, I can do that too. Well, yeah, but they may have a different scenario. Maybe they have a spouse that's also contributing. Maybe
parents.
They have a trust fund. Parents, you're right. Or maybe they're dumb, okay? And they're spending 99% of their money on rent and living
that's
on credit
good,
cards.
That's a good thing to do as well, is learn who you work with. Ask them what kind of neighborhoods they live in.
Right.
Because clearly, if you guys work in the same place, you could afford the same type.
Right.
And maybe that just helps you get an idea of where you should be looking.
Yes. And don't be afraid to ask a coworker who contributes to your household.
Yes.
Because people are very open about, giving advice. Oh, you can, I live down, you could probably live down there too. Say, but I'm single. I only have my one check. Do you have two paychecks coming in? Do you have a third job source?
Exactly.
Like, what else? Like, figure it out. Don't just immediately go, well, he's there, I'm there. You need to make sure you're doing what's right for you.
Yes.
So, Rom, I hope you take that advice. That's my number one for you. I mean, you really need to make sure that you, again, it's what Entertainment Guru, you just said. You said you need to first analyze where you want to be versus where you can really be.
Yes.
Because that's Cardi B.
Well, it makes me think of like the Property Brothers, right? When they say, oh, I want this house, these amenities, and this.
Yes.
And they take you to the best house they can find that has every single thing you're looking for.
Everything you want. Like, what?
And then they say, yes, but that's $100,000 outside your budget.
Oh, my God.
And you look at them like, what? So why are you showing me this house?
Thank you. And one time, it was a black couple, And they already had a good budget. It was like $900,000 budget, whatever.
Yeah.
And they show them the place. And it looked like a regular, like, duplex kind of a home, but it was beautiful. And they go, and this is $2.1 million. So the thing goes $1.1 million over budget. And the way she looked at him, man, she was Freddy Krueger. And he was the white teenage girl in high school, okay, getting ready to take a test and die because she nodded off in school. I'm telling you, I was afraid to nod off in school because just knowing the trailers of that movie.
I was like, you didn't even watch it.
No, of course, I don't need to.
I tried so hard to get you to watch him now.
Can't watch him. I think I'm going to eventually, because with that list of 100, I may watch the original, maybe. Maybe, because I think that has, because the first
Johnny
movie is always
the
best.
Yeah, that was
because
the best
they lay out a
foundation
for this world, how it's come to be.
That was the best one. The first one was the best one.
Really?
Like, I love all of them, but the first one.
Oh, man. Was it genuinely scary, or will it not hold up and I'll be fine?
You'll be fine because of where today's special effects have taken place.
Right.
It's not cheesy looking. It's still good special effects.
Oh, wow.
But it's not today's quality. So it won't be as scary because you can tell it's fake.
Right. That's what
Whereas
I mean.
If it was today's technology,
right,
probably would still be scary.
Be pooping
especially
my pants.
Especially the dream sequences. Like when Freddy gets them in their sleep, like those are the best ones. Like
that's so frightening. Like who would want to go to sleep after that? I say, you know what, Lord, I'm standing up. Staying up the whole time. Just change
that's
the way biology
part.
Works.
They do that in the movie, and they say, well, I'm never going to sleep.
Good.
But after 3 days of not sleeping, you're technically drunk.
Right.
And it's very hard to stay awake.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I love the movie.
And the look he's giving me, guys, it's like he's just like, oh, you're going to be so scared.
Yeah.
You're going to be just like, what is going on with that world? But that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't make any sense. I want a real life horror movie.
That's right.
So do what you can with your finances. Because remember, guys, the whole point of your money is to be free.
And to enjoy it.
Yes. Have fun with
like,
the thing.
Things
you're
come
not
up,
having
but...
fun when you're stressed.
Yes.
What if you have a rent that's more than half of your take-home pay? Now you're collecting 2-3 checks before you can say, here, landlord, here's your cut.
Yep.
And what's the odds that you'll be able to do that every month before the month begins with that going on? And then, oh, yeah, by in the world where coffee costs $19 and groceries is $455.
Yeah.
And eating out costs $22 million. Like, you know, you're not Cardi B status. And even at Cardi B status, you could be at Cardi who status if you keep spinning at that level. You better make some more albums or something.
Yes, or increase your income.
Yeah, get it up there. Hike it all the way up. Or do what Oprah did and sell out. Something. You need more income. Bring it up.
First episode of the new season.
When we come back, we're going to explain to you how to supercharge your finances from the money people. Forbes.
Peter simply went back to doing what he was doing before. He returned to the old self. But then Jesus shows up. What does he say? He says, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. And what Jesus is doing with those commands is he is actually giving Peter a new identity. He's saying, Peter, you are no longer a fisherman. You are a shepherd. And that's what Jesus does. When he calls us to follow him, he not only redeems us of our sin, but he actually gives us a whole new identity. He says, you are no longer slaves. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. He says, it's no longer filthy rags, but now we are clothed in his righteousness. When we choose to follow Jesus, it's not just so that we can study the Bible more and show up to church every week. It is so that we can actually receive a whole new transformative identity because of his love and grace.
Or to subscribe and rate us. Tell your friends about us.
Tell everybody.
You don't want to hide us.
Tell your enemies about us.
That's what I'm saying. We're not your side piece. We are the main event. We step it up for y'all. Did you not hear the music? Do you not hear the Christmas of the podcast? Is that what people saying that?
Yeah.
See, you'll learn as I learn about the current trends of words.
Yes.
And you'll know when I learn it, because as soon as I learn it, I say
he
it.
He shares it, yes.
So it's like at the moment. So where everyone else had side piece for years, I just learned that term. Because it means when you are with some, the main person, but that's not enough because you're a jerk and and you get a side piece, meaning another person that the main person doesn't know about. That's key. They can't know. Otherwise, they don't qualify as side piece, and therefore you stay alive.
Yes.
So one of the great magazines who's known for money,
yes,
Forbes. I mean, these are people who calculate the wealth of not just our dear president, but of everyone. And there's an ongoing feud, shock that our president is in another feud, with Forbes for years because they tabulate his net worth around $4 to $5 billion. He says it's around 10. Listen, I'm not squibbling over 5 or 10.
I'm sorry.
But it's a big deal to our
if
president.
If you really want us to know, Mr.
Right.
Trump,
right.
Release your tax information.
Go ahead now. Send that email on out.
You keep saying it, but... You ain't.
He's like,
they're just going off what they see.
Thank you. They're just going right. They're doing the numbers.
So,
they're looking at
the numbers
some
only
of the failed
this.
Properties.
Yeah.
Just for him. And how many times can you close the casino?
Yeah.
And how does a casino lose money? I'm sorry. Anyway. That's a hard one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an impossible one.
That's like a penguin sweating to death. Like how... how...
Oh,
how'd you pull that off?
Yeah, exactly.
So they give us the four key steps. Now, they said within 15 minutes. They said easy. So we're going to see if that's really true. The first thing they say is to regularly check your credit report and your credit score.
Yes.
Is that something that can happen quickly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things like the annual credit report or even Credit Karma.
Credit Karma. People are using that at my job a lot.
I love Credit Karma.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's 100% accurate because they only give you 2 out of 3 scores.
Right.
But having 2 out of 3 numbers allows you, if you can improve the two, like it's two, you know, 3/3, right? So if you can improve 2 out of 3/3.
That's good.
To be good ratings.
Right.
The average obviously would be a good rating because 2 out of 3 are the best.
And that's a quote, that 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
There you go.
I didn't even know that.
Look at that.
I was waiting to say that one. And your credit report, your credit score, excuse me. I know you're probably confused. People going, well, hold on, Tivo Mike. The second best is a top score.
Yeah.
You only want 2 scores, great or 0. You don't have bad. Bad doesn't mean you're doing good financially. It means you didn't pay your obligations.
Exactly.
Okay? But eventually, yes, get out of the debt. But while you're in debt anyway and you're already on baby step 2, pay off your debts as responsibly as you can. Okay?
Yeah.
Then it says to start an emergency fund.
And we talked about this, guys. Pre-baby step
is
the emergency fund of $1,000.
Right.
This article just confirms we need to do that. 39%
right.
of y'all still ain't doing it.
39%.
Come on.
That's scary. 30, you don't have $1,000 between you and life.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And then a third thing, open a Roth IRA.
Yes, it provides you with tax-free income and retirement, and you can access contributions early if you need to.
Yes. Now, the key to that is when you go to take out your money later in life, won't pay taxes on it. So you're going to have, let's say, a net worth of that in your nest egg around $2 million. And as you go to pull it out, it's all tax-free. Now you don't have to pay. And their final step says simplify your financial life.
Yes. I think that's the easiest one, right? Especially today's day of cord cutting and all that stuff.
Yes.
Really sit down with them. I'll tell you, I recently bought a house. And
right.
In preparing for the home purchase, I literally went through and was like, what could I get rid of?
Amen.
Or where can I trim the fat?
Right. Yes. Because you have to have an honest look at your financial situation.
Yes.
And you want it simple.
Correct.
You want to be able to be like, listen, I make X, I spend Y, I have Z left.
This
That's it.
True.
If you live your life. And I like what it said in the article. It says start with your email.
Yes.
If if I was Jeff Foxworthy with it, you might be a redneck if. You might need to simplify your financial life if your phone says you have 2,000 unread emails. Okay?
Ooh, yeah.
Go through it. Take 5 minutes a day, and within 100 years, you'll be done with all those emails. Ta-da!
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
Right, guys, thank you for listening. Listen, the takeaways: you gotta trim the fat in your finances when looking for places to live. Be realistic. What can you truly afford versus where you want to be?
Right.
Find the happy medium that keeps you in your budget. That's the easy way to do it. And then the other things we've discussed: those four steps.
Right.
Start a Roth IRA.
Emergency fund
of $1,000.
Simplify
the financial life. And the first one. What was the first one?
And the first one.
Oh, and check your credit score frequently.
Right. And what was the website you
mentioned? CreditKarma.com is the free way.
Yes.
To do it. All right.
Perfect. And what are we talking about on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about looking back on the season 2 of This Is Us.
Oh, my God.
We'll tell you what we think and predict for season 3. And why season 2 was so instrumental to us.
Tell it to us. Just remember, guys, to follow Jesus daily, not just Sunday.
So if you have some free time on your hands and you want to show some love to us, which always feels good to show love to people you care about, right? Head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, because we love reading what you guys think about the show. And we're also a fresh podcast on Spotify. So if you get your podcast there, check us out and tap the heart. As for the credits for the show, on the soundboard, it's me, Mike Warner. All original music comes from Eric Dano. And thanks always to our podcast producer, Michael Jefferson. If you miss us in the next few hours, you can find us on social media. I'm at EGMike84 on Twitter. He's TiVo Mike on all relevant platforms, not LinkedIn. Now go on and take on the day, will you?